How do I create a podcast logo for my small business? If you're a small business owner or have an online business and want to create your own podcast, then it's time to get creative. The perfect podcast logo is the first step in branding your company and ensuring that others know what they are getting when they listen. But how do you design a logo? Here are some tips on how small business owners can make a logo for their own podcast. Decide on an initial idea. First, you'll need to decide what your logo and podcast cover art will look like. If picking colors and fonts feels overwhelming, try using pre-made shapes to create the general design of your future podcast art. Once that's done, use this as a brainstorming tool for further designing elements that you can add to make your logo stand out to podcast listeners. What font should I use? Decide on a font that fits your podcast and go from there. It will be one of the most significant parts of the design and therefore requires some thought before starting. Look at some of the best business podcasts and their logos for inspiration. If successful entrepreneurs are using a font that you love, it's okay to use the same font for your digital marketing, as long as the rest of your logo doesn't look similar to theirs, and the font is not under copyright. Your content marketing should not be confused with any other podcast logos. Once you have an idea of what typefaces you want to use for your small business podcast logo, start looking online for inspiration from other podcasts' actual logos. Not only will this help you avoid possible legal issues with using fonts without the proper licensing, ultimately leading to you having to shell out more money, but you'll also see how the font meshes with the shape you've chosen. Color palette ideas. Once you have an idea of the shape and font, it's time to choose a color palette for your logo or cover art. Decide what looks best with your logo design and add some depth to your podcast this way. If you're feeling overwhelmed by the number of colors available for use, go back to the ones you liked when brainstorming the initial design you had in mind for your online marketing. Choosing a color palette is essential because it can set the tone for your small business, so choose wisely. If you need help with the process, there are plenty of online tools to help. Also, look for personal stories from other successful entrepreneurs and small businesses that created their own logo for their successful podcast. Create your logo. Open up Adobe Illustrator or similar design software and begin creating after you know what typefaces and colors work best. Start with the font you've chosen, then add your shapes and colors from there. Save your logo as a .png file when it is complete. After you have created your podcast logo, make sure to save it in .png format. This file type will preserve all of the layers to make any edits in the future. Get in touch with a marketing company if you need different logo formats for other marketing materials. Business ownership isn't easy, to begin with. Creating the artwork for your own business isn't a simple task for many small business owners, but you can make it work with a good plan and some patience. But, with all of the responsibilities you already have daily, adding podcast host as one of your many hats is enough of a challenge without adding graphic designer to that list. Hiring a marketing firm to create your social media advertising logo doesn't mean you failed. Graphic designers know how to do what they do from many years of school under their belts. If an idea gets stuck or your logo needs help, look for marketing companies that can create your podcast logo from scratch or help you to modify the one that you have. There are many different ways to use a logo once it's created, so if you're struggling with the first step, look for a design company that can help you take your logo to the next level and join the other success stories. For more tips and tricks on creating a great podcast, check out this article.